Nathan, as you get the round of applause ready, for a man who's been a member of the Tasmanian Liberal Party since 2002, he is a qualified black belt instructor in the martial art of Taekwondo. He's a Sagittarius. He could have been professional at an AFL level, maybe even a Hall of Fame level if it wasn't for injury. And there are rumours now as well that he's trying to bring the Ashes test to Tasmania because he wants to roll the old arm over.
I heard he's pretty good, pretty handy there too.
He's not bad with a three-point shot. You might see him courtside tonight at the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers first game. He's the owner of two dogs, count them two, Mac and Timmy. That's Timmy, not Jimmy. I'm still upset about it. And he featured in a very successful TikTok with you and I. Please welcome friend of ours, the Premier of Tasmania. It's Peter Gutwin.
Pete, welcome.
Jimmy and Nate, thank you very much once again. I sit here, I blush when you blokes do the intro, so it's a good job.
Oh, stop it, Pete. We blush when you say thanks for the intro. So.
Pete, if given the choice, if you – look, Nathan and I, we're failed athletes as well. You know, we would have loved to have been an athlete in some sport. If you could pick any sport, if there's any sport out there that you could have been professional at, what would it have been?
Oh, look, I'd have to say AFL.
Yep.
Yeah.
Closely followed by pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting? Really?
Yeah. No, I just think that I quite like watching that when the Olympics is on. I think that's just extraordinary.
Okay. Well, Nathan and I have no skateboarding skills, but when we saw the skateboarding at the Olympics this year, me and Nathan were like, that is impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's impressive. But I get that the pole vaulting thing is so – they get so high in the air just with the stick that they stick into the ground, Pete.
Yeah, no, you'd have to have a fair bit of courage to do that. Speed and strength and courage. And, just a like strange sport, but, it's just sort of one of those quirky things. But anyway, you blokes going all right?
Not like all the other interviews you do. Yeah, no, Pete, we're good. It's finally summertime. You know how good we had that rain yesterday, a bit of flooding, but it's absolutely cracking this time of year.
Look, it is. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's a great day to go out and get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated. So, take the opportunity. Anyone that's out there on a day like this, turn up and get vaxxed.
Pete, can I ask you quickly, we're encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. If you're listening to the show and you haven't, please do. The borders are opening December 15th. But, Pete, the one I don't get is the people who've had the first vaccine who haven't got the second one yet. Is that also confusing for you?
Look, it is a little bit. And, at last count, we had... I think it was a little over 20,000 people that were still due for their second vaccine.
Oh, wow.
And some of them had been a month, 6 weeks, in some cases 2 or 3 months late. So, look, if you've had the first jab, get the second jab. You need that for full protection. And our clinics are open. And what's important at the moment, we set a target of 90% double vaxxed before we open. And on the 15th, if everybody turns up, for their second vax, we should hit about 91% double vaxxed across the board.
Wow.
So just turn up and get the vax. It'll keep you safe.
Hey, Pete, let's talk about, of course, the borders opening on December 15th, which you come out and said that we're sticking to that. That is our date that the borders will open here in Tassie. Walk us through the COVID plan. Now, of course, we have seen the COVID plan that's come out since by the government. What kind of things are we needing people to do to ensure, obviously the vaccine is top priority, but what other kind of things are we making sure people ensure that they do to encourage Tasmanians to stay safe when the borders do open on December 15th?
Look, the most important thing is to continue to follow the rules that are in place at the moment. Now, there has been a little bit of complacency. If you go to a pub or to a bar or busy store, and you can see people that aren't sticking to the 1.5 metre rule in terms of social distancing. Just social distance. Make sure that you wash your hands, that you've got good hand hygiene. You cover your coughs and sneezes, and importantly, life should go on. Now, we're going to be firm on our borders. You can't come into Tasmania unless you're double vaxxed. And if you're coming from a high-risk area, you'll need to have a COVID test, and that'll need to be negative 72 hours before you come. Those things will still be in place. Importantly, just use your common sense. If you're going out, don't go out. If you feel unwell, go and get a test.
Pete, can I ask... Just quickly, can I ask you, there's one thing that I've seen people, you're talking about, everyone's just getting a bit, I guess, complacent, a bit lackadaisical. I've seen a few places I've gone that people aren't using the check-in app. They're just walking past it now. Can you just remind our audience how important that is, especially, when the borders open, if there are cases that we can track, we know who's where and when, and it's such an easy thing to do.
Look, and it is so important. And it's such a simple app to use. You know, importantly, if you are going to a shop or a pub or to any event, make certain that you use it. Importantly, and I'd say, and I know a lot of your listeners will be in this this category, from Monday the 6th of December, you're going to need to be double vaxxed, and you'll need to check in if you go to a venue that's got live dancing or stand-up drinking. So, you know, if you're not vaxxed, make sure that you do get vaxxed, because the world will change from next week. And from the 15th of December, you know, any of those venues that have got stand-up drinking and dancing, or any large festival events, and we've got a few of those coming, and some crackers, I must admit, it probably shows my age, but I can't wait to see the oils when they get down here.
We did a little chat with Brian Ritchie yesterday. We're playing it on the show on Monday, and he said he's a bit worried that, you know, people might mistake you for Peter Garrett or vice versa when they're walking around.
Has that ever happened, Pete?
Well, he's taller and much better looking than me. So there's no chance of that happening at all.
We'll get the premier on stilts. Yeah.
Is that Peter Garrett or that one on stilts? I'm not sure.
Same dance moves though, premier.
Yeah, look, we both dance like robots.
Hey, Pete, I did want to ask about Omicron, however you say it. Yep. We've been debating on how we say it as well. Obviously, again, we stood fast when the borders opening December 15th. Was there any hesitation by the government knowing about this emergence of Omicron, particularly in New South Wales?
Look, of course, we will always take into account those events that occur and the consequences of them. And we had National Cabinet earlier this week, and we were briefed at National Cabinet in terms of Omicron that there's no evidence that it spreads quicker, that it's more severe, or that the vaccine doesn't work. Now, obviously, we'll keep that under watch, and I'll be hearing more from Dr. Veach later today on that as we move forward. But so far, it appears that, you know, Omicron, you know, has already been in the country for some time. But certainly in a lot of countries around the world, and we'll just continue to watch it. But the most important thing is that there's no evidence that the vaccination doesn't work, and so for those people that haven't been vaxxed or are waiting for a second vax, please get out and get it.
Yeah, look, if you listen to the show, if you haven't got your second vax, go get it. If you haven't got any vax, just get it. It's, you know, as Gutwin said just then, you know, it's changing next week. It's going to be a different world. So we encourage everyone listening to the show to get vaccinated so we can have cool things in our state, like, Pete, the Ashes. What can you tell us about this? You know, Nathan and I are massive sport heads. There's rumours going around.
Are you on the blow to Cricket Australia straight after this?
What can you tell us, Pete?
Look, I have been speaking to Cricket Australia this week, and obviously they have a board meeting today. Now, I don't know what's on the agenda. I'm hoping that one of the items that they will obviously discuss is whether or not the test should go ahead in Perth. And I hope today they kill it. That's the end of it. But that's a matter for them. And then if they do that, then we'll sit down and we'll work through and negotiate what level of support we might need to provide. But the thing with an Ashes test, you know, I've said this publicly and I firmly believe it. The Ashes series is the biggest travelling show on earth.
Absolutely.
The Barmy Army, without doubt, are the biggest travelling circus on earth. And, you know, with this, to have the fifth test, which could potentially be the decider of the series, in our state, at what I think is the best boutique ground in the country, if not one of the best boutique grounds in the world, the national and international exposure for the state would be just fantastic. It would be brilliant. So, look, I've said, reached out to Cricket Australia, and I've also said publicly, you know, this is their chance to make history. We've never had an Ashes test. Up until this year, we'd never had AFL finals. We've ticked that box. Tonight, the Jack Jumpers are on after a 25-year hiatus out of the National League. So we've ticked that box as well. It'd be great to be able to tick a test, and then later next year, tick the box for an AFL licence as well.
Absolutely,
just
Pete.
Kicking goals.
Spot on.
Pete kicking goals.
Spot on.
Look, one last thing, Pete, before we get you again.
Speaking of making history,
I don't know if you know this. We had Fergo on, Michael Ferguson, the other day on the show, chatting about e-scooters. Now, he mentioned to us, I don't know if he's spoken to you, but he said he wants you and us, me and Nathan.
Because we want to be part of the launch.
Yeah. He reckons that he can get you on one. We can do another little video. We can film something. Have you heard about this, and are you willing to do it?
Look, I'd try anything with you blokes, within reason.
Duh, I should have hung up on him before that.
No, look, I think these e-scooters are going to be fantastic. As last kilometre technology, and I just think they're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. People have got to be sensible on them, but I think it'll be a really good thing.
Perfect. Well, Premier Peter Gutwin, and we've heard it here first. He will try anything with us.
Within reason.
Get on your feet. Have a good one, mate. We'll see you tonight at the Jack Jumpers.
No worries, lads. Cheers. Have a good day. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.